ויומן דף תיבוב עומד בי. Let us just again start the Gemara around 8 lines from the bottom. Omer Rab Chanine, Moida hoye Rab Yehuda linyem broche, sheine mevorech ela broche achas. Even though Rab Yehuda holds that the mitzvah kisi of a chai and the mitzvah kisi of a oif are two distinct mitzvahs, and therefore one has to make a separate kisui on the dam of each one. That means if a person shechted a chayim and then he made a kisui adam on the chayim, he does not have to make a new brocha on the shrik of the yoyt. She'eini mevorech elo brocha achas. Rashi says, l'inyim brocha l'shrite, and it's tzorich levoich la'acha kisei. He doesn't have to make a broche after the kisei, and the first broche patos, first broche l'shrite patos, all the shrites he will make, even though he was mafsik between the first shrite and the second shrite with the kisei of the dam of the chayim. Omer le Ravina le Ravache b'rei d'rove, v'omer le Ravache b'rei d'rove le Ravashi, ma'ishno mitamide d'rat, why is it that he can pater himself with one broche? What is this different than tamide d'rat? The Gemara brings a ma'ishe, d'rat brune, d'rat chenano, tamide d'rat, aviyosvi b'sudoso. They were both sitting in a tudeh, Koya Layo Ravyei Vesove. Ravyei Vesove was Meshamishta. Omru Lei Hav Livre. So they told Ravyei Vesove, who should bring them a Koysho Yayin to make Bicha Samozim. Hada Omru Lei Hav Lishti. Then they changed their mind. They decided they're not going to bend. They want to continue drinking. Amalu Rabyei Vesove Hochi Omarav even the Oma have livre Israelai Lemishte Hamra. But since you have said have livre, you're not allowed to drink wine. Ochinami even the Tapale Lekita, since he started being misasik in the Kita Yadam of the Chaye, he chayev lay lebroches, he became a chuyev to make a new brochem on the second shrita and the shrita of the oik. Let us see Rashi. Given the Omar hav livrech, since he said hav livrech, goli bedaite de gomro sudoso. He ended the sudavari, he's up to benching. Va'osa lishtoi, they won't be able to drink anymore. Shein mitzarefes lisuda rishayna. This shtiyah cannot become mitzuref to the shtiyah of the previous suda because he was gaimer the previous suda. So memela, this is a new shtiyah which requires a new bracha. So the same thing, even the tapa lakiti, so he was goymer the first shrita, he was mastered from shafting, now he's goymer the first shrita. So now, when he wants to shaft, he becomes mechuyev, a new broch. Let us see Taisvet. Zot Taisvet. Also lay lemishtik. Peirish v'kunteris, the Rashi says, v'chein rabbeinu chananu. Now we have to understand the lashon of the Gemara is very misleading. The Gemara says that Rabbi Vesove told them, you're not allowed to drink wine. Now, that's not true. All that they you have to make a new bracha. Rashi says over here, you're not allowed to drink without making a new bracha since the first Tuesday ended. Dort heißt es, dass Ochele le Mischte, Ochele le Mischte, Perisch, Bekunteres, Bechein, Rabbeine, Chananel, im Lois, the Volchu, Beire, Priagothet. That means you can drink, but you have to make a Broche, a Beire, Priagothet. Aber jedei, Birkas, Beire, Priagothet, Shari, le Mischte, Koidem, Birkas, Amosem. But if you make a Beire, Priagothet, you'll have to drink, before Birchas HaMotzah. Now we're going to have a whole Teifus, and to appreciate what Teifus is speaking about, Rashi in Mesechtes Psochem says Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda's Sovet, Rashi says, Kiven the Omar Havle Livrech Birchas HaMotzah, he says, let's bench, Also, le mishti ad la'acha birchas hamotzen. You have to bench. If you said you want a bench, so you were mitzias das from eating, so you have to bench now. The Dvar Shmuel and Ptochim says pshat, the b'chol hesach adas, also le'lechol ad shivoich b'roch achon. You finished eating, now you have to bench. You finished eating, you have to bench. That's the first thing you have to do. That's what Rashi says in Psochem. Rashi by us does not say like that. Rashi says by us, no, it's the bank. But since the Suda ended, you were going with the Suda, so you have to make a new Baruch HaRishon. So we have here two Mahalchim to understand Pshat in the Memra of Rabbi Yehuda's Sovet. Now, the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda's Sovet is very good according to Rashi and Psochem. That means not a lot to drink. Shubik, you finish eating, you have to bench. Not a lot to drink now. You have to bench first. So then the Lashon Ochel Lemishti is very good. So, but now let's now appreciate the whole, the riches of the whole thing. Perish Bekuntres, Bechem Rabbeinu Chananel, Imloi said, not you're not allowed to drink, you have to bench. Imloi, you're allowed to drink. Imloi said, Voch, Voy, Repri, Agotha. Avala yidei birchas beire priyagofen, shari le mishti koidem birchas amosem. Then it's a bench. Since the Suda ended, so if you want to continue drinking, you have to make a new broche. You're not mechuyev to bench. Shari le mishti koidem birchas amosem. Vahash then now, according to Rashi Bayot, might see Shafir, so then the dinion of our Gemara to Rabbi Yehuda's Sofer is made of it. Bechihechi da havlon unavorich havigmar. Havlon unavorich is a gmar from the Suda. So everything that was gepatled from the broche in the Suda now needs a new broche. So now, if you want to continue drinking, you have to make a new broche. Ochinami kisi havi gemar. Kisi is a gemar of the shchita. I was shechting. Now I'm making kisi adam, so that's a gemar of the shchita. So now, if I want to start shechting again, v'soich levoy hala shchita. So it's very good. The dimyon. The dimyon is if you were goymer, the previous Suda, now you want to be mamsha, you have to make a new brocha rishoyne. And that's the same thing over here. You have to make a new brocha l'shrite. V'chein ba'arvei psochim maisi raya mehach uvdet. The Gemara na'arvei psochim brings a raya from this maisa of Rav Yehuda's Sofer. L'man v'mavoich akas v'kamo. Vakasa de Birchas. There the Gemara says that Shabbos, they went and made a Beir Priyagofen, and then he drinking wine, and then he benched, and then he made another Beir Priyagofen after the bench. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, why do you have to make a second Beir Priyagofen? The wine is here, you know you're going to drink. So why did he make a second Beir Priyagofen? The Gemara asked this question. Why after the bench did he make a second Beir Priyagofen? I mean, he was drinking wine. And so he stole to Rabbi Yehuda's Sofer. That's Rabbi Yehuda's Sofer. That means, but since I was Gomer the Suda, I have to make a new bracha. So we're talking about the Chiddush of Rav Yehuda Savis in the bracha Rishayna. That's the Chiddush. You have to make a new bracha Rishayna since you were Gomer. That's also good, the Dimyan over there. V'chein b'peire kol ha-bosar amrini, v'shamesh mevorech al kol prusa u'prusa. That means a shamesh, the people who are eating decide to give him pass, so whenever a person decides to give him pass, he makes a new mitzvah. That's what the Gemara says. So what's that? Because he didn't expect that people would give him pass, so after he ate the first pass, he thought he's finished. I mean, he didn't have any intent to continue eating. So Lemay says, so that's why you have to make a new bracha, al kol prusa u prusa. I hear it, it's like Lemay's b'chol pan b'chas amozen. Pshat is not that you have to make b'chas amozen. You have to make a b'chas amozen. Fine. So that Tosfos, the kitzur, the arichas of Tosfos, it's a b'cholik on Rashi in Masechtas Pesachim that says Osa Lavorech means that you have to bench. Osa Lishtois means that you have to bench. You finish eating, you have to bench. But that's not shot. You have to bench. You can continue eating. That means you have to make a new block of Lishtois. So the lesson is very misleading. How can he tell him such a thing? But he tells them he's not allowed to drink. Maybe they want to make a burpee agotham. That's what he told them. He's not allowed to drink without a broth. Fine. There the Gemara says in Arvei Pesachim, if there was a shinui mokim, people were in the middle of eating, they left. So it says, Shehein Yoytin Tunim Brocha Lamaftaya. When they leave, they have to make a brocha achrona, the bench. Now, Shini Mokim Lachair is also a similar concept. The Mokim Achila was here, I left the Mokim Achila. So Memele, so like a siluk from the previous Achila. Fine. But there the Gemara says, Shehen Yoitzen, before they leave, Mivolken Lamachay, you make a Brocha Achayne. So it seems from that Gemara, that when you're mitzalik, the achila is not the, okay, I have to make a new bracha. You're mitzalik, an achila, you're mechuyev to make a bracha achrayna. Not the way Tosfos was saying till now. But Tosfos says, no. The pshat is different. Hosam eitze toive kamash malam. They're talking about shini mokam. A person is leaving. So I'll take you leave, you come back, you make a bracha rishen. Don't have to make a bracha rishen. I the Gemara says, Shein yoytzim tunim bracha lamapraya. Now, it's the toive kamashmo the shemo yishu harbe achi yuraivim. You're leaving. Who knows when you're going to come back. So maybe you're going to stay out long enough, you're going to be hungry, you'll be in the sakala muslim. And you won't be able to make a bracha chayin. So Eitzah Toive, he told them, when you leave, you make a bracha chayin. But it's not a din in Tzilut Suda. It's a din, if you're leaving the Mokim, you don't know when you're going to come back. So, kappa right now, a bracha chayin, because you might lose the bracha chayin. To the Omar bebrachis, like the Moses and brachis, it's Akala Moslem, you have to make a new bracha. If the halacha would be that they have to make Birchas Hamazon Sheyetzu, in case, what is it, Sheyachzeru, Pshita Dutun in Bracha Lachatzila? They bench to it, if I say so, they have to make a new Bracha. So Vaisa is the first thing, Sheyetzim Tun in Bracha Lachatzila, means Eitze Teiva. I advise you to bench. But Benkach, Benkach, you bench, you didn't bench, when you come back, Shini, Mokin is Mechayev Bracha Rishay. Vim Taima, Tertaisvus Akash. So Bikitza, Taisvus holds that Pshat and Rabbi Yevis, a person is Mesia Das from eating. The halacha is, he has to make a Bracha Rishay. He's not Mechuyev to end the today. He's not Mechuyev to bench, he has to make a Bracha Rishay. Tertaisvus Amorah Bikikash. Amrinen Bepere Ketzad Mevorfen. Rabbe the Rabbe Zeiro Ochlo. Rabbe the Rabbe Zeiro eating. Sliku taka mikamayu. They took away, the waiter came and took away the table from them. He said, small table. The waiter went and they took away the table. Right? Then later, the waiter comes with a new cord. I see the kamayu. Rabbe Ochlo. So Rabbe ate the new cord. Omar, I know Atake the Reish Kalusa called something. I mean, when they took away the table, I didn't know. I wasn't under the intentions we finished eating. But we're sitting by the Reish Kalusa. He maybe wants to give us more. So I have no Hesa Chazas from a Sila. The Sila Kashulchan does not make any Sveikus in my mind. They took away now. Maybe they'll bring in another course. He wasn't a Sila Chazas from eating. So Rabbi continued eating. But Rabbi Zeire loy ochal. Rabbi Zeire did not eat. Now here we have a problem. So if we will say that if you miscat, Rabbi Zeire did not hold of this lumbus, anan ataka deresh kalusa samchim, and he didn't hold that. When you're eating by somebody else, you don't think anything, whatever the balabas will decide, that's what's going to be. He thought they took away the table, it's finished. Fine. So, it was Messiah Das from eating. They brought in another course. So if you learn like Rashi himself, it's finished. You're Messiah Das from eating, you can't eat it. It's the best. It's very good to know. But if you learn the way Taishas and Rashi say over here, that a Hesach Das from eating is only Machayev HaBrocha Rishayne, why didn't he eat? Make a bracha rishayna. What's the problem? Rabbi Zeira lo yocha. Vahashta amai lo yocha. Kivin de loyboi birchas amozei. Ala bracha shebetchil. You only have to make a bracha rishayna. So what's the problem? To make a bracha rishayna. So Taisvus makes an account, and Taisvus has a very interesting place. V'yeshloima de ba'oisei machol hoyim uvev by lecha. This new machol that they brought in, there was lecha. For yakoshe loy litel es yodov ulevoreh birchas amayit. That was difficult for him to go litel es yodov ulevoreh birchas amayit. Now, litel es yodov, we can understand. We have to first of all understand. We're not speaking about you had a sink in the dining room and you just stood up. I mean, a little shadow. There was when the you have to see this machatzitza and those and the hands shouldn't get wet according to the Chazoni. I mean, it's a parsha, how to wash one's hands properly. Right, it was kosher le lito l'shoda. You can see it bad for meeting. Kosher le lito l'shoda. But Taisus says two things. Ulevorech birchas hamoitzi. Now, what's the problem of birchas hamoitzi? Lule the mistafinim could be there's a multitude of halachas and birchas hamoitzi also. In Tumen Kupsa Mazayim, says Beitzeya b'mokim shenefe heite. There's a mokim where you have to be Beitzeya. Yitain rebach b'in lechem u b'in min. Lechem min haaretz. Yitain Beit Yodov Alapas, Yudet Bo'isdo, Kineger, Atorim Mitzvah, Atliyes Bepas. So Lechayre, you hold with the 10 fingers and you think about the 10 mitzvahs that were done when it's time before we got the path. Layivsachi over Lepon of Mela. There's a whole sin in how to make the Tzias a path. It's not the, they said over a mice by the Hesped from Rav Moshe Schwab, the final of Rosh, but the last Erev Pesach, before he was Nifter, was the Erev Pesach Shachaliyeh B'Shabbat. So they washed once, they benched, and then they hid her to wash again, to Chaparayna Shalashudis, the past, that Erev Pesach Shalish B'Shabbat, later you'll have a problem. He said he's not washing again. So they asked him, why are you washing again? That means by him the Bichat HaMozim was an Avodah, and he was an elder Yid to say Nachamo Bichat HaMozim, he didn't have Koyach from the Mele, so he didn't wash again. Rabbi Zeira, it could be the Betzias Apas was a whole avoider to make Betzias Apas. Because of this cause, he ate already. With the other cause, it's not Kedai to be Matrius himself, literless Yodav Lavorish Bishas Amri. Fine. Behold the Sanya Betzias after the Baruch. Balabayis Shahoya Oisa. Balabayis was eating. Kore Chavere Lidaber Imoi. The Chava called him and said, Laboy, it's a Matrei. He doesn't have to bench. Hitlik, but what if the... And said, Laboy, it's a Matrei. He doesn't have to make a broche. He doesn't have to bench. He can talk with him and finish. He goes back to Hitlik. What happens if this shmooz took a long time? But seems it was already a hesach hadas from the achilu. Tzorich levoresh lematzeya. So you have to bench. If shuchayda, when he wants to eat again, levoresh lechatzula. He had enough in the Gemara, not like Tzitzit. But if you were maflik bedibur, so it comes out you were matziyach das from eating, is Mamela, you have to bench? The Tosfos says, Loi la'achar shehifli koma b'tzorich levoresh lematzeya, k'demash melishna, you have to learn this Tosefta with a grain of salt. The pashas of Tosefta means that he was matlig b'dibur, he was mitzir das from eating, tzorich levoresh lematzeya, and that's mamish, not the way Tosfos says. Elohitlik Ainu Shekovoi Lehaflik. That's just. He called him in advance, he told him, no, I want to have a long schmooze with you. Velelechim Erochik. Veni Idea Mosa Yazza. Vakachar Lavoch Mafreya Kainim Sheyetze Shema Yisha Shehilov. So that's just. Hitlik Kovoi Lehaflik. He told him, I want to have a long schmooze with you. So then, as Elohim, you should bench first because it could be the shmooz will take so long that it'll be nisakal ha-mozin, so therefore, you should bench for it. V'chei mash bebek shlishi v'yumet. That will, nachamol, you don't have to bench. The omar diber im chaveiroi v'hitli, he spoke with him and he was mafli, tzorich nitilis yadayim, you have to wash your hands. Something that you mechuyev to make a broche, a chayne bim koyma, you like pas, machlekes by medenes, but by pas, you have to bench where you were eaten. So then, afilu, there was a shini mokim, you don't have to make even a broche rishayne, the lekivve kame hoda, you're returning to your previous kviz, as parais hostik Rabbi Yehuda, this parais that says, you have to make a broche rishayne. The matrix, she initially in a he holds that pas alone is not sufficient, that he could make only a brocha rishayne, that he doesn't have to make a brocha rishayne, need also that there are people like still eating by the shulchan, so there we assume that the suda zucha was not nifsak because the Zizok and the Chayla are continuing to eat. Fine. Bekitza, we have here Akasha. We have here Akasha. Rav Chanina said that a person, Shechtet Achaya, he was Mechata the Dam of the Chaya. When he wants to Shechta an Oy, he does not have to make a Brocha Rishayin an Oy. That was Rav Chanina. So they asked the Makashe of Rabbi Eibe Sade, when Talmidei the Rav, that they were in the middle of eating, and since they decided to be goymer the achila, you have to make a new bracha rishayna. So Memele here, since they decided to be goymer the shrita, the kisa is a gemara of the shrita, you have to make a new bracha rishayna. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, hochi hash. Comparison. Hosam over them by the case of Rabbi Yevisabe Mishte Ubruchi Bahadi Adodi Le'efshan. You cannot bench and drink wine at the same time. So Memele, so over there, if they wanted to bench, so they wanted to be mafsit from Shtir. Because benching, you can't bench and drink at the same time. So there when they said, let us bench, so they were machlit, not only to be goymer the suda, they were machlit with going to stop drinking, because if they're going to bench, they can't drink now. So there the intent to bench was a hoira that we are going to stop drinking. Hoche Epsher Neshochit Bechoda Mitzvah Bechoda. But Kisi Adam is no Hefzik from Shrita. You can shecht with your right hand, make Kisi Adam with your left hand. Someone will hold the ice from a mele. So Kisui is not the intent to make Kisui. Is not, when I say I want to make kisi, it does not in any way mean I want to stop shechting. I can make kisi and shecht at the same time. So I'm a mele, I can't bench and drink at the same time. So that's called, it was daitai lahapsik mishtir. But my shenken over here wasn't daitai lahapsik mishtir. Tarasirash. Mishti yibruchi badodi lo yafsha. You can't drink and bench at the same time. Hilka. Ki omar hav livras. If they said hav livras, notnu daitam liftoik mi lishtoik. If they said let bench, so you hear from them they're going to stop drinking. You hear because you can't drink and bench at the same time. Aval zeh afa pi she yoideya she yechase dam rishen. He knows he's going to be mechase dam. He wants to be mechasa the dam. Lo yitzich daitai min ashrita. So kisi adam is a hetzach adat from continuing shechting. So choshat is man shrita ilo. He can stay the shech. He was in the midst of shechting and he can continue shechting. Afilu bishas kisi afshu the shochit b'chod yod and mitzvi b'chod yod. Now we'll get a better picture, better understanding what is exactly shot in this world. Mishti Ubruchi Bahadi Adodi Loy Efsha. So here the Gemara says, You cannot bench and drink at the same time. Mikan ho yo'imer ho rab rab yontes. Shim omat mechilosei vehispal. A person was in the middle of eating. Then he chaps his plate, he goes and daven. Kshachoyzer ubo lechel, tzorech levorech, birchas hamozein, velito yodov, ulevorech hamoitzi, mishum demechel utzliye bahadi adovi le'efshe. Now, we see two things from the Rabbeinu Yontef. One thing we see from the Rabbeinu Yontef, Rabbeinu Yontef did not hold like the previous Tosfos that a hetzach adat, Tosfos held it's not mechayiv birchas hamozein. He held it is mechayiv birchas hamozein. So memele, if you're mach, if you're davening, so you're davening, you stop eating and drinking. So memele, you stop eating and drinking, so you have to go in bench, and then you have to go on mash and make a mitzvah. But why? Mishum the mechel utzluye badi adodi leyesh. So our Gemara, the Rabbeinu Yontef was Machadish Pshat in our Gemara, that the Gemara said, if I decide to do something which is a mitziyistike heftig from eating or drinking, so that's called I was mafsik from eating. I'm going to do something else, and when I'm doing this, I cannot physically eat or drink, so that's called I was mafsik me'achila, the memela, so you have to make a new bracha. Kisui is no hefsik. It can be mechasi, it can shech, but it's not called hefsik. The ein nire, and Tosfos is chaylik on Rabbi Yontef, the loizomi klap, mishum dohoche hav unevoresh havi gmar dovo vahavi hefsik. So Tosfos says, there are two nekudos. The Gemara started off, the Gemara first understood Rabbi Yevesova, the first understood Rabbi Yevesova, that if a person wants the bench, so he was goymer the suda, you have to make a new bracha. So the Gemara says, no, that alone is not sufficient. Being goymer the suda, I was goymer, now I'll continue. But besides being goymer the suda, I made myself in a matzav that I can't drink. There's two things. I was goymer and I'm forced to stop drinking. These two factors, being goymer atude and making yourself in a matzav I cannot continue eating or drinking, that's called a hefsek. And then the halacha is, you have to make a bracha shayna. That's the din. If you have both of these things, avi gmar dova, v'havi hefse, v'chein kisu. Kisu is also the same thing. Ilav de'evshir bahadi adodi. The Gemara wouldn't be machadish that you could shecht while you're in machasa the dam, so memele, so it would also be the same thing. But also be the same thing that what? That I can't see two things. Is a gemar of the shrita, and I put myself now in a matzav that I can't share. These two things create a hetzach hadas from shrita, and you can't, you have to make a new bracha. Avot tefila lo yehavi gemar lesuda. That's true. When you're davening, you can't drink. But tefillah isn't a gemar of the suda. This alone is not a sibba to be mechayev a new bracha. You need these two factors, a gemar plus a hefsek. The author, Taisa, says, in birech besuda al ha-ra'omen. It made a thunder. It made a bracha, shekeche gvorosei mole yoyla. Make a new bracha. According to the Rabbi Yontef, you have to make a new bracha. But the bracha he can't drink, so he's mastic from achila. Or nochma, or you fill a boy of priagofen. He washed, and then he made a boy of priagofen. Oh, and he said the boy of priagofen, he can't eat. finished, so his master come achille, yitzarech lito yodov ulevorech hamoisi, mishum de meichel ubuchi badidodi leyevshe. So they said that's pilikloi. Means that Rabbi Yontov said by Tvile, the Makar of Rabbi Yontov is from our Gemara. So if you learn our Gemara literally, that if you did something in the middle of the Suda, which prevents you from eating, so that means you have to make a new bracha, so it'll come out love dafke by Tvile. It'll come out, he makes a bracha, so it'll also be the same thing. And then Taisvah says, Ubehedya Omrinen Ba'arve Psochim. This is a bomba of Akasha. They said there's an offene Gemara not like the Rabbeinu Yontev, Rabbi Yontev. It says in Arve Psochim, Dim hinichu miktsas chaverim, Ba'okul ragleihim leilech lebeis haknesses. It's speaking about, you had four people eating. And they left over two by the table, and these two went, and they went to daven and shul. Shem choizrim ein tunim broche loy lamafreye, they go back home to the bench, v'loy lechatchile, afal pishi spalulu bintayim, even though they davened. So you see clearly, not like the Rabbi Yontev, you see clearly that even though they daven, they mamish often, not like the Rabbi Yontev. It's a pella. This is enough in the Gemara. The Sfas Emes, in Mesechtes Psochim, wants to fe'emfer this guy. This is the mamish pella, I mean, enough in the Gemara. That they went out to shul, they davened, and So the Sfas Emes says, he says that this kasha is not shver at all, according to the Rabbeinu Yontev. Why? The Gemara is talking about that Shini Mokim is a siluk suda. The Muslim about Shini Mokim. Let's forget about davening. Shini Mokim is a siluk suda. What is, if you had four people eating, and two continue eating, and two leave? So there is a lumdis, that since my companions are still eating, so it's considered that the Suda is being nimshach. I mean, I went out, but we ate together. We're going to eat when I come back, we're going to continue eating together. So it's considered the Suda is continuing. There's the hemshach of the Suda. There's no hefsik. The Shini Mokim only makes the hefsik. If I'm eating alone in a place, I leave the place. That's a siluk from the plate, so then you have to make a new brocha. That's called a siluk from the suda. Then you have to make a new brocha. But if we're eating together, and a chelik of the chabura is still eating, so it's no siluk whatsoever. Zoktes vasemes, soi bazoi, he says, I'm davening. True, davening is a siluk, taka, you can't daven and eat at the same time. But we're a chabura. They're not davening, they're eating. They're eating. So Memele Zuktisvasemis, so just like that they're still remaining by the Suda and they're continuing eating. That means that the Suda is still continuing, even though a chelik left. The Suda is still, so Mele, if a chelik, so what's the chelik if they left? If they're davening, just like it helps on Shini Mokim, it helps on Tfilah also. So it's not kasha of the Rabbeinu Yontev. Rabbeinu Yontev is talking about a person eating, and a person got up and davened. Oh, so he stopped eating. Davening is called a siluk from eating. You can eat and daven at the same time. That's how this Vasemis wants to say, this is Mamish Toysus is a pella. I mean, the kasha of Yontev is a pella. It's an opening of Gemara. He says, Vakelt, it's no kasha whatsoever. That's what this Vasemis is Sochim. But to say. Umechasi, umichsi v'chode yod. Fine. So the Gemara says, there's no hesach hadas from shchite. I'm making a kisui. I can still shech. Fine. Yesh li stapek. That also says a sofik.
im soch ben schiter le schiter. Agamara was speaking about, if kisui is a hefsek from schiter. Am shechding, I made kisui. Is kisui a hefsek between the first schiter and the second schiter? So, kisui a hefsek? Can be chassel with one hand and shecht on the other, and kisui is not a hefsek. But I says, but what is if he schmoozes between one shchit and the other shchit? Is that a hefsek? This is Tais Mishael. Yesh li stak. Himsoch ben shchita le shchita, himsorich lachzer o levorich, kamoi gabi tvilen. Gabi tvilen, the himsoch ben tvilen le tvilen. He put on the tvilen shal yad, and then he spoke between the tvilen shal yad, the tvilen shal rosh. So like this, the mevorech shtayim l'rashi l'niach al shayad v'al mitzvah al shalosh. Adin Rabbi Natan mevorech al shalosh shtayim. Now, the halacha is, let's go one at a time. According to Shitas Rashi, when you put on tefillin, you make l'niach tefillin. L'niach tefillin goes on side the shayad, side the shalosh. You make one bracha, goes on both. What if you spoke out? So this is a hefsek between the brocha l'niach and the shalosh. You have to make now a mitzvah tefillin on the shalosh. Right. According to the Rabbeinu Tam, you always make a mitzvah on the shalosh, but since you spoke out, now you make l'niach and a mitzvah on the shalosh. Al koponim. I'm doing two mitzvahs of tefillin. I spoke out between one mitzvah and the other mitzvah. You have to make a new bracha. I'm doing two mitzvahs of shchita. Of shechting a chaye, of shechting a noiv. These are two mitzvahs. Each one is a besondere mitzvah. And I spoke out. So Tosfos wants to compare this to tefillin. What's the difference? There's two mitzvahs. I'm doing two mitzvahs. A mitzvah to shechting. This I. And Mamela, I spoke out. So then the bracha will be a. Maybe it's like, what's the din? I made a moitzi in the beginning of the suda. Now, I made a moitzi and I ate a kizayis of pas. During the suda, I'm going to eat 20 other zayis. I don't have to make a new bracha because the mitzi patterned. The mitzi patterned this kezayis plus other 20 kezayis. Now I spoke in between. So there the din is. So you spoke between the first kezayis and the second kezayis. For some reason, there the halacha is dibur is not a hefsek. So what is shchita? Is shchita doime to the two kezaisim of pas? Or is shchita doime to tefillin? Now, Tosfos doesn't explain the shaila over here. Tosfos, doime to pas. I don't know, but the Ran in Masechtas Pesachim wants to say a chilek. Amir de kechilek. He wants to say that the emerson, we'll see later a lashon of Tosfos, because Nemesim, tefillin are two mitzvahs. It's two mitzvahs, there's tefillin shayat, tefillin shalosh. But the loniach can patter both. But it's two mitzvahs. So when I speak out between, I said loniach, and I put the shayat, and then I didn't say the shalosh. So before I put on the shalosh, I spoke out. So that dibur is a hefsek between the broche and the second mitzvah. Could you make l'niach tefillin on it? But it's a different mitzvah. The shalosh is a different mitzvah. It's a different mokim anocha. It's a different bayit. It's a different mitzvah. So memele. So there, it's called you were mafsek between the bracha and the mitzvah, because this is considered like a different mitzvah. By pas, I made a bracha on the pas, and I ate a kizayis, so finished. What the second kezayis is, I'm continuing eating. There's no din of hefsek over there. If it's a different mitzvah, so then dibur is a hefsek between the bracha and the second mitzvah. That's a hefsek. That's called a hefsek. Here, this is a continuation of the same achila. I made a moitzi, I'm continuing eating. There, for some reason, it's not a hefsek. So lechoyre, the spore is, if I'm shechting oifers, let's say. It's the same mitzvah, it's not a different mitzvah. I'm shechting oifers. So memelis, I made a bracha on shechita soif, the bracha was chal, so I'm continuing shechita soif. It's not a different mitzvah. So memelis, that could be, is the suffix that Tosfos says, is this doime, maybe it's different. That's the suffix of Tosfos. Is this doime to tefillin? Is this doime to birchas hamazon? That's Tosfos' suffix. Umiyu. So Tosfos didn't tell us the lumdus of the suffix, but Tosfos declares that shaila could be dibel be a hefsek. Maybe yes, maybe not. Umiyu, im oimer me'inyet shchita, but this is zicha, not a shayla. If he, the hefsek was me'inyet shchita, k'moitavi oif lishchoit, he says, bring me the oif, o yasakin, pita den soif lachzoba, that's zicha, not a hefsek. K'moitu b'roich gover leturim. That means that let's say if a person made a moitzi, and he tells someone else that he should go and eat together with them. Or govel leture, they should give the food to the behemoth. You're not allowed to eat before you give the behemoth to eat. So there's a hefsek between the brocha and the achila. Afal pikim, if it's a tzoyrech achila, tzichan akol the hefsek. That's tzichan akol the hefsek. So I mean, that's clear, that by one is mafsik. Between a broche and a chilem, that's ich called a hefsek. Dibur is a hefsek. But if it's a dibur litzoyrech the achile, so then it's not called a hefsek. So whatever my shaila is, if there was a hefsek, the tzoyrech shchita zich is not called a hefsek. Now, period. The Torah says a soft. V'im tzorech l'arzer u'vorech, k'moy b'tfilin. But now let's, we have a shaila. Now Tosfos says further, if the din is that he has to make a new bracha, was also ledaver ben shchita leshchita, k'may betvilim. So then, if we compare this to tvilim, so it says by tvilim a person is doing the same, he's not allowed to be mafsik, it says not to be mafsik, k'da'oma b'koy mitzrabe, taveri b'yodai. The Gemara says, "V'chayze olemi oichay hamolchame." This is a yori varach aleivo, a person who's yori me'avere shebiyodi. That's the avere. The avere is that he spoke out by tefillin shiad la tefillin sharosh. So memele, so it's an avere. It's not only you have to make a new bracha. It's an avere. It's an avere. The Gemara says. So then it'll also be an avere. First Tosfos was playing a shayla, you have to make a new bracha. Fine, that's one shayla. Now Tosfos has a shayla, now Tosfos says, but if you'll compare a second oif to tulin shel rosh, so not only is the locha you have to make a new bracha, if you spoke out, you have an avera. Because the Gemara says by tulin, that if he spoke out, he has an avera. So you see, you have an avera being mafsik. Vein raya mitvillin. Then Tosfos says, now Tosfos still talk about the Aveira. Vein raya mitvillin. The hosam im mitzvah achas, ve ein loy lahapsik, avo beshchit e boi shochit e boi shochit. Now Tosfos wants to say, could be that. By tvillin there's a set. Tvillin will say it's one big mitzvah, that means it's one shayad, it's one shalosh. But it's one big mitzvah, so to be mafsik in the middle of the mitzvah is an avla. That's what Moses says, it's an avera. By shchite, if there's five oifers to shecht I have to shecht five oifes? What if for the first oif I decide to stop shechting? I did an aveira? There's no such thing. I have to shecht five oifes. So could be the aveira is, since the mitzvah of tefillin is a set of two anoches, so memela there's the din is if you're mafsik, that's called an aveira. You have to do the aveira, you have to do the mitzvah, without a hefsik. But over here, a filler will say it's doimelet filling, and you have to, and you have to make a new bracha, but it's not an aveira. I will see the boy shochi, the boy shobikle. Umikalmakim nire. So even though you can't bring a rai, it's not an aveira of being mafsik beemtza mitzvah, the suri lahobi atzmai lidei lachzer leborich. But that proof it, that because of your speaking out, you'll have to make a new broche, so that alone is called an aveira. It's not the gemore in Menachis, that chayzer ma'ucha mochome, but that alone, that you could have avoided to make a new broche, you could avoid making a new broche, and you didn't do this, that also is called an aveira. This nam, to the mukbek elo namorim, this nan neutral sefer teure, the koire by achre mois, the ach ba osa, the koin godel. Yema kippurim, there were three kriyas. There was one kriya in achre mois, then there was a kriya in ach ba osa. Now, you heard that we didn't know there's a problem of tirchen de tzibure, that he's laming, and he had to be goilu from achre mois to ach ba osa. So there wasn't a problem because the Targim was being Metargim what he laid in Achrei Mois, and by the time the Metargim finished being Metargim, he was Goylo to Ach Ba'oser, so there was no Hefzik, no Tichet de Tzibure, Tzimemele, that he laid. But then there was a Kriya in Parshas Pinchas. Now in Parshas Pinchas would be a big Tichet de Tzibure for him to be goylo to Parshas Pinchas. So he learned Pinchas Balpe. He learned Pinchas Balpe. Ba'osa shebechoydo shapekudnim koyre yalpe. He learned Balpe. Frek de gemore oporich bigmore v'naisi sefer teure v'nikri bei. Why should you learn Balpe? You should bring two sefer teures. In one sefer teure, once I for Torah learned the two kriyas in Vayikra, and the third one alone in Pinchas. Mishani reish lokev shim broche shein etzlicha. We'll bring a new Sefer Torah, we'll have to make a new broche, so memela mishim broche shein etzlicha. So memela, that is why you don't do it. So you see, if you could avoid making a broche, I mean, so you're supposed to avoid making a bracha. That's called a bracha shein etzricha. A gavur, I'd like to mention for 2 minutes, a moira de kemogin Avram. This is a gemara in Yuma. The gemara in Yuma says that you don't bring another sefer Torah. Magen Avram brings down a shloa kodesh. The shloa kodesh says that, I forgot already the exact tzia of the shloa kodesh. The shloa kodesh says that a person, Shabbos, is a problem of Meya Brochas. So Mele there, he's talking about the Suda, he can make a Broche, he really didn't have to make this Broche. It's like this will be a Broche Shein Etzricha, but the reason he's doing it is because, I know he brings another fruit to the table, it wasn't there in the beginning, it's a Broche Shein Etzricha. But he says, Lekovit Shabbos, not Lekovit Shabbos, I have to make Meya Brochas, I need Meya Brochas. So that's not called a Brochas Shein Etzricha, I have to make Meya Brochas. So you're allowed to make a Brochas Shein Etzricha as the Meya Brochas. It's like the Mogen Avrom, a Moira de Kekashe. Here we're talking about the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, also had a problem with Meya Brochas. You also had a problem. So if I can't, you'll bring another Sefer Teure, up in the Rangechap, noch a Broche. The Gemara says, Broche, shein etzriche. So, a Mordeke Kasha. So he says, from here we see not like the Shloa Kodesh. This is the modern Abraham's kasha. Mishanye, v'nire, heiche de tzorich lachzer levoich, when you do have to make a broche, k'goin sheisich datay milishchay, tuz mamish mesich datsum shrita, by dibo tois tozun of, she tzorich lachasis koida mashik vashoch. If you are mesich das, so first be goin me the first shrita. Ashkeram Yehuda Shematzich Lachasis Ben Chai Eloif Alpha Bishay Tzorech Lachzer Bo. I'm still in the middle of Shchitin. And that's when he says, I should first be Mechase, the Dam of the Chayes, I was Messiah, that's from Shchitin, I zicher should make the Kisa.